Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, welcome to episode 51, and today we're talking about God's disciples deny themselves. Now, before we get into that, tomorrow will be my daughter's 14th birthday. And so, you know, the kingdom as well as Queen Lady Honey would like to wish my daughter a happy birthday. You know, this podcast is not even possible without my executive assistant, you know, uploading and doing any edits that are necessary. And so I'm so grateful for her to take time aside of her busy schedule as God is prospering her in her own way, in leadership. And I love how she's stewarding those blessings to be a supporting cast in my life to show God that He is the bigger picture in our lives. So, you know, in your hearts and mind, wish my daughter Chloe a happy birthday. We love you. I love you. So let's welcome ourselves to today's episode. And I don't want to do it without my best friend. I have a kingdom best friend, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't get the credit that He deserves because a lot of us are not as familiar with the Holy Spirit as we are with Christ Jesus. But if you know Christ Jesus, that is a good man, king to know. And but when Jesus left the earth, He left us with a sound mind, which is the Holy Spirit, which is our helper, our comforter. Whatever the Holy Spirit needs to be, He is for us. And the Holy Spirit is actually the one that communicates the language from heaven to earth. So I just invite my friend to participate in today's conversation because I'm nothing without my supporting cast. And if you have not heard about how much support matters, I want you to go back and listen to episode 50 where we talk about how do you provide support for people in the right way. And I made mention of the Holy Spirit. You know, when people have conversations with me and they compliment my divine intelligence, what they are complimenting really is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is a gap filler. I don't have to guess or guesstimate, because it's like in real time, the Holy Spirit is operating and influencing my voice box. And I have spent enough time with God that simultaneously as I'm speaking and hearing, I can hear from the Holy Spirit and speak out what the Holy Spirit has to say at the same time. So I'm so grateful for that. For us to be synchronized in that way. So today we're talking about God's disciples deny themselves. If you are, here for the first time, you may have never heard me use the word disciple. And disciple, I love this concept of discipleship, because there is times where I get to be leader. And the reason I get to call myself a leader is because I'm discipled by Jesus' movements in the Bible. You know, the evolution of this boy to man to king, the majesty. I get to study that in God's word. And as I study the walk of Christ, I get to see that, man, there was so many intricate things that went into Jesus being Lord on the earth, and what allowed Him to, you know, position Himself to rule and reign forever. It was because He was intentional in His everyday practice. And I think that sometimes we get comfortable taking days off, you know, for pursuing our greatness. And we forget that you can't take days off. Because the time that you take off from yourself, you basically saying, I'm willing to leave something on the table. And see, with discipleship, it says every moment counts. And the reason why we should think this way and know that this to be true is because we deny our right or the option to be lazy. We deny the option to say, to count ourselves out, to be present in the day. Why? Because we know that someone is counting on us. They're counting on our love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, patience, and self-control. That is the fruit of the Spirit. So just imagine if God took a day off from being good to us, or being gentle with us, or faithful to us. How would that make us feel? We would feel like, God, why did you wait until now in this generation to not be the same God yesterday, today, and forever? Right? No one wants to get, the least amount of good from someone, right? We all feel like we are qualified to have more of God. But when you have more of God, there is an expectation of you. And the invite is to come on in to discipleship. So when you, acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's one part of the process. The other process is saying, God, I'm going to trust the process to become who you've created me to be, because I want to be the change in the earth that brings heaven to earth. In order to be that change agent, you have to be intentional about your actions. You control what you think, say, and do. That is what discipleship is saying that, yes, choose me, Lord. I'm willing to labor in your word. Choose me, Lord. I'm willing to fast so that I can let go of pride, ego, and anything that makes me self-centered, right? Let me tell you, there is so many benefits to fasting. And fasting is a concept of letting go of something that you like to do. And, it's common for believers to, step back from a plate of the table. At the table, it could be breakfast, lunch, dinner, right? It could be fasting all day long, or it could be fasting to noon or to dinner time. And what you're saying, that I'm going to turn down my choice to say yes to something just so I could deny my right to say yes, so that I could say no to that matter, to invite the God into my life and allow God to lead my life, and for God to expose areas of concern to me. That's what discipleship looks like. It's learning, it's taking that quality time where you turn down something, right? To deny yourself the right to do something. And you're saying, God, I'm going to invite you in my heart and mind. I'm willing to be still for you. Right? So if you are saying that you are this Christ follower, if you are a follower of Christ, then we have to do exactly as Jesus did and make constant proclamations that God rules and reigns over our lives. Anytime that we're not willing to say, I need to opt out of this, and I don't really feel like doing that, that means that you struggle with submission, right? And you may struggle with transferring over the authority that you think that you have. Now, listen to this. We borrow God's authority, right? Because God is the absolute ruler of all things. God can shut the earth down in an instant, in the blink of an eye. But God says, I want to share my power and my might with my son or daughter. And so people get so used to God loaning his power and might that in that comfort, we forget that we have to go back to the comforter to thank him for clothing us in his power and might and making our heavy load light. So when you accept, you know, the call of discipleship, it's really saying, God, I agree that I'm nothing without you. And so what I'm doing is I'm denying myself because I don't want to, you know, think that I'm above correction. You know, the walk with discipleship, it teaches you how to be chastised by God the Father. And when you take a journey of discipleship, you get to see you travel the road of a narrow path. And so when you are on that broad path, everything goes. But when you get on that path of discipleship, then you really get to see that why it is so important to be swift to hear. Right? Because when God calls your name and say, do this, you need to be a great listener. See, when you go on that path of discipleship, you see that your words don't matter as much as allowing the Holy Spirit to speak on your behalf. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, the Holy Spirit aligns the communication to reach more people than yourself. So it allows you to work smarter and not harder. And so when people come in contact with me and I get a compliment, really, they're complimenting a portion of me, a fraction of me, but they also are complimenting the kingdom's agenda that said God can turn trash into treasure, rags into riches, and create in me and develop me in such a way to make me fearfully and wonderfully made. And take off my rags of speech, my rags of hearing, my rags of eyesight, and you know, transform me to be of great use for the kingdom. So if you want to go a step further in your faith, then I invite you to a new cycle of living, and that's called denying yourself, dying to yourself. And you're like, honey, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to give over my right to choose? I'm going to read you a snippet of a Bible verse. And it says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Listen, so I know that I willingly lay my life down to lose my life, to save my life. Why? Because when I lay my life down, it's not a loss. It's I'm asking for honey to pick up the concept of Jesus' way of thinking, of, you know, the Beatitudes, to, you know, follow in, you know, the principles of God. Because truthfully, when you love someone, you want to be like them. And when you're a disciple, God is not saying, oh, you're just trying to be a copycat. No, God doesn't care about you copying the ways or mimicking the ways of Jesus, because that's the concept of kingdom living. It's in the world where we get defensive when someone is using our language, using our style, and, you know, tweaking it just a little bit or not, and they're claiming it as their own. And that's an immature response, because the goal is to influence people to be more positive thinkers, you know, and to have more positive actionable items. So Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are so mature in their way of thinking that when I pause to be still and I'm doing what I see what the Holy Spirit is doing, or of what I do that to be still to follow through with the actions of Jesus, Jesus don't come back and say, "Ah, oh, man, you wrong for that. You need to find your own way, honey, without me." No, the acknowledgement is, "Honey, thank you for using your resource, the Bible, to find my ways to be attractive to you." Right? Why am I on the podcast, making the podcast less about me and more about Jesus? It's because when Jesus was on the earth, you know, he took his time to teach us to make everything about God the Father. So even Jesus Christ was submitted to the agenda of God the Father. And that's why God the Father sent his begotten Son, because he knew that he could trust in his Son to carry out his agenda. So discipleship is saying that I'm willing to be crucified. I'm willing to accept persecution as a good thing, because I know that my enemies, the people that hate on me, the people that are cursing my name, they cannot touch the goodness and mercy that's following me all the days of my life, because I have a protection around me. And this protection shield is the Holy Spirit. And so that's why it's no problem for me to deny myself. When God say, "This is not for you." And I might be like, "But God, I really like it. But God, I really like it. But God, I really want it." He said, "Deny yourself, honey." And I may not get it right 100% of the time. But what I find is when you're fond of something, you will open your hand to let something go just so you can see God be God again in your life. I can tell when I have allowed honey to be submitted to my personal authority, and I know the difference when I'm submitted to God's authority, because I have a practice that I do, that I wake up, I'm in my word, I'm devoted, and I'm still, I'm peaceful, I'm ready to learn the kingdom way. But when I'm distracted in world by the world and, you know, relationships or conversations or, you know, my emotions fluctuating, then I can see the difference of, honey, get back to the narrow path. Get back to the process of discipleship, of saying, hey, it's really God's way that matter the most. So a lot of us like to save ourselves from hardship or wasting time. I'm telling you, discipleship is the best way to preserve your time. And that is like saying that you can have a cheat code of resiliency by allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you on your path of discipleship. But you have to believe that there is a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have to picture the Holy Spirit in the public squares crying out to God's sons and daughters and say, "Hey, listen, I have something that I want to say. Your dreams do matter. You are enough." Right? I know that you're seeking inspiration. I am the inspiration that you seek. And to get to your end goal, you need to invite me into your life. And with that invitation, I'll show you what it means to have a helper. Have you ever had a helping hand? Have you ever had someone be gentle with you in your highs and lows? I get the opportunity to know what it feels like to walk with God. God doesn't belittle me. God is excited about my growth. God is excited about my growth mindset. That's why I keep going. And as I keep going, it's not to stunt on anyone. It's just to reveal me to me. So when I go home and I look in the mirror, I was like, man, I am an outstanding woman. And I don't use my phenomenal or my amazing or my liberation against people. I'm actually use my time to call people higher. Because I know the benefits of discipleship. If there were more benefits in any other thing that I knew to be true, I will be presenting that to you. But I'm presenting to you something that never fails. You can have the worst day on earth, and your worst day can be turned into your best day as a disciple. As a disciple, I've seen my enemies turn around and want to be my associate and friend because they were unsuccessful as an enemy and more productive as a child of God. And so they had to let go of their wicked ways. The only way to get someone that's evil towards you or hateful towards you to change is for you to come on the path of discipleship. Because God will give you a way to speak to a person. And what you're doing is you're training them up in this social, emotional, a learning experience, that in that engagement, you're telling people, hey, let me grab a hold of the anger. And how do you grab a hold of the anger? Because blessed are the peacemakers. There is so much peace oozing out of a disciple that when an angry person tries to rattle up a child of God, they catch themselves in their own web. Because the child of God is anchored in God in such a way that they cannot be disturbed. So when you are a disciple, you deny yourself, then you also deny your right to come back to retaliate against your enemy or the person that hates you. Why would you do that? You know why you won't do that? You're not even tempted to name call when you're a disciple, right? Because you see that person as hurting, injured, wounded, discouraged. Upside down in their heart and mind, they don't know which way to go. They're wandering aimlessly. So why would you target your words to tear down someone that's already torn down? See, when you deny yourself, you really open yourself to have a compassion on the wicked. See, anyone that's on that broad path, you don't know what you're going to get from them. It could be betrayal. It could be hate. It could be delusion. It could be a lack of accountability. It could be any distasteful thing that you could think of. But those on that narrow path, they're so busy saying, ouch, forgive me, Father. I repent. I've sinned against you. They are forward thinkers. They are saying the things like, yes, Lord, use me, Lord, have your way. Or they're praying and asking for understanding. They're asking to be increased. right? Because God's disciples deny themselves because God is so good all the time. God has not lost a battle, and we know it to be true. That's why we are these disciples proclaiming the good news, and we can do it with money, with a handful, or we can also proclaim the gospel with our hand out to the Holy Spirit saying, increase us, so that we can say exactly what you need, and we just trusting by faith that our needs are going to be met. Now, you don't have to join me on the process of being a disciple, but I want you to know that it is going to be a disciple that fills your cup in the end. It's going to be those on the narrow path that's going to be interpreting the word of God to you. They're going to be the hearers and the seers and the healers of the earth. And so if you are me, a person like me, I need to know the real from the fake. I need to be able to discern who's a disciple or not. Right? Because we are in a time, a touchy time on earth, where it would do us more good to lay our lives down now than ever before. Because we have gotten comfortable with evil agenda, with wickedness, and we have learned to accept less from people. We have been conditioned to think that murder is okay, that kidnapping is okay, that trafficking is okay. We have turned a blind eye to everything, and those that are blind can't lead us anywhere. We're going to have to team up with a disciple. And it is my honor to be one of God's disciples. And if you want to join me on that path, then I'm telling you, you need to welcome being chastised. Could you try again? Because it's not about, you know, being right. I was telling a dear friend of mine, no. It's about being wrong to be made right, to be made whole. So there's no reason to quarrel with God when you know that God is all-knowing. So as a disciple, come in agreement, be ready to go into alignment with God, to have God to introduce him as the head of your life. Humble yourself, because we are just dust and we're called children of God. And I am God's Queen Lady Honey, so grateful to be a part of the process of delivering the message. So I hope that you heard me courageously ask you to join me on this narrow path. And in closing, I do like to freestyle to give God the glory of my life. Father, it was your spirit that entered my room of chaos. The way you tackled confusion, it was such an intrusion on my heart that in that moment, I could not be performative. All I knew was stillness. And God, from that first encounter, I never thought that I would meet you again. And Father, here you are. Almost 7 years in this relationship, you are showing yourself approved. Thank you, Lord, for trusting me to be one of your disciples. And I pray that I continue to serve you well by being a disciple that is a fisherman of men. So, God, I thank you for your crown of glory, and may you have glory over my life. And thank you all for being listeners as I carry out God's agenda. Again, I'm God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.